I've never had sex before.
I've never had sex before.
Where we just finished watching Wanted.
A great flick.
If you're just joining us. Live from New York, it's Cumtown.
It's Cumtown with musical guest.
With musical guest, the FAG.
Now is Adam. You're hosting, Adam.
Yeah.
And your host, Adam Friedler.
Featuring.
It's been a
Njambu, Jijibande.
Nazim Pedra.
Daditi.
Will Ferrell.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
E Honda. But it's a gay version.
But he's sucking dick.
Gay Honda.
Jar Jar Binks. With his dick out.
And a 12-year-old black girl that has done 3 tweets. With musical director V.A.G. Smith.
Shouts out to GE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need a band.
Cumtown Live.
It's my ass.
I'm gay.
It's pictures of my ass.
My asshole is spread open.
Everyone can see my penis. It's Saturday night. They should let that guy talk for the whole
show.
That
guy rules. The announcer
and
guy.
And then he's like,
this sketch
fucking sucks.
This is gay bullshit.
This shit is not fucking funny.
There was maybe one punchline in 7 minutes.
This is barely an idea.
It ended with a man leaving a room.
Oh, man. Yep.
Yeah.
You know who actually is that guy now? It's Daryl Hammond.
He does the announcers?
He's the announcer.
He's
one of the SNL guys I will forever fuck with.
Oh, he rules. Yeah.
Tiny penis.
He's a haunted.
Tiny penis.
He's haunted by demons, that guy.
He really truly is.
And it's just, you would never know unless you were told.
Yeah. My man is a big time addict.
And
he's getting pussy for
pussy
money.
Feed. Yeah,
he's paying for pussy.
He's paying for pussy.
Czechoslovakian prostitutes.
Have you ever been fucked in your ass?
I want to have gay sex.
Musical guest. Say anyone.
Just say somebody.
Somebody fuck me.
The man.
What does the fox say?
What do the 5 fingers say to the face?
And that's funny.
Sorry, I gotta hold on. We just had the old switcheroo here.
No sweat.
Can I just say Wanted is quite a was quite the film.
Well, the only thing that would have made it better is if James McAvoy got pussy from Angelina Jolie.
I think we can agree that would have been incredible.
It was a disappointment.
But I like the overarching message.
That you can bend a bullet
if you stop being a pussy.
If you stop being a bitch.
And you stop taking your pills.
Suck my dick. You can eat my ass. You can fuck my ass. If you want to.
If you're gay.
If you want to have sex with me, all you got to do is use a gun. How you doing tonight, folks?
Hey, how we doing, folks?
Beautiful family got there, sir. Yeah, it's nice. If you want to fuck my mouth, you just need a gun.
Pull out a gun. Pull out your cock.
You know, a lot of people think things went downhill after I was railroaded out of Vegas by the gay community. It's been doing okay here in Dover. I got my, you know, I'm here at the local Perkins singing every Thursday night.
That's right. Try the meatloaf, folks.
They really don't like me, but, you know, I mean, you do what you can in life. Okay.
You do what you can, and you get your ass fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This sketch blows.
This is bullshit.
This is fucking garbage.
What about Italian guys and what, and they're saying cork soaker?
Oh, that was funny.
But you say the cork soaker.
Yeah, the cork soaker.
She soaked the cork.
Yeah, that was funny.
No, I'm saying that is an original idea.
Yeah, that would be.
Wouldn't
funny.
That be a good original
that would
idea?
Be funny. Yeah.
So could it go?
An original idea. Just kidding.
Psych.
We're just kidding around.
Here's a celebrity doing a really shitty impression.
How about something about social distancing?
Maybe a sketch about a Zoom call.
Oh, fuck, dude. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Wanted. You guys want to keep talking about Wanted?
Yeah, sure.
Good movie. Yeah, that's my take.
They redo Wanted, but it's funny. Like next week, there's an SNL sketch where it's the movie Wanted, but the guy finds out that he's the Subway mascot.
That's good,
and mm-hmm. not an assassin.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. Here's how we're gonna test if they're really stealing. Yeah,
if they do a sketch,
we're gonna start.
Where Morgan Freeman
Subways.
Is like, "You're actually your father was Subway Jared."
It's a movie from 2008.
It's a movie from.
What a coincidence that this came up on this season's SNL
15 years ago, and now you're the only person.
Coincidentally, we wrote a sketch about it.
Yeah. These threads that are weaved decide which children should be fucked. Your father was fucking children out of turn, and so we had to stop him.
Ah, fuck, dude. It was awesome, man. It's just nice to see. What was that? 2000? What year? Do you know, Adam?
2007.
Yeah.
2000. Oh.
Before Obama had to ruin it.
Yeah.
But when
you.
America was good.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I just loved the whole vibe.
That was like the first year I was like an adult.
07 is when I graduated high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poly, shouts out to the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, class of 07. Adam, when did you graduate?
2005. Oh, the class of 05, FUBU, the FUBU 05.
Why FUBU?
Because in the on FUBU jerseys, it was they always had 05 on
fuck
it.
Fuck us, but us.
Yeah.
Fuck us, but us. Fuck us, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I just wanna have sex in my fucking
my
ass.
Dick and balls.
Fuck me in my ass.
Let me song your dick. Yeah, the vibes are very. You guys go treat yourself to a little Wanted.
There was it was big energy drink energy.
A lot of energy drink. A
lot of full body tribals.
A lot of full body tribals. We had Common making his, I'm not going to say debut, but it was one of his first.
Yeah.
That's James McAvoy, really. That I feel like, was that his first big movie?
No, he was in Atonement, wasn't he? Before
Atonement?
That?
What the fuck is that?
I only know about it because there's a sex scene with Keira Knightley that I've watched a bunch of times.
You're over
in a library.
Jacking off to Keira Knightley?
It's a good sex scene.
Which, how is she getting fucked?
She never really did it for me, but the sex scene was.
How is she
bad.
Getting fucked?
I don't know, library style.
That's messed up. You're masturbating without us, dude.
I know. I should have. I tried to tell you guys of all the stuff that I masturbate.
Told your girlfriend,
to.
Hey, it's guys' night.
Yeah, guys' night. We're gonna just play some poker, get some cigars,
the
and then
we're doing like the whole.
The fellas are coming.
And
over.
Then we just
get
watch
a table
movie
in the garage. We just we all sit around smoking cigars and masturbating. We have an iPad with the Newgrounds game where you put clothes on Britney Spears.
Yeah. We're going to take them all off.
We're gaming, all right?
We're taking them off and we're smoking cigars out in the garage and masturbating on a little green table.
Yeah, just like the fellas are wont to
do. Yeah, we got a emulator game and it's a card game. And if you win, it's anime girls that strip. Mm-hmm. You can see them for about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
We're all beating the game, and then right when you see those 4 seconds, we're beating off.
And it's also, it's like Nintendo NES graphics, so the titties are square as hell.
We have a TV in the little table. It's hooked up to a PS2.
Yes.
And it's got Vice City loaded in there, and it goes into the strip club.
We're all jacking off. PS2.
Yeah.
Just being guys.
To the Vice City strip club VIP room.
That shit was so hot.
Yeah. And if you win the whole game, you get to fucking...
We're masturbating to Candy Sucks from Vice City.
That's right. Candy Sucks.
What a great name.
Awesome. You know, it's another really good name. A Lot of Vagina from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, a little peek behind the curtain, folks, guys. What I just described about jacking off to a emulator card, Japanese card game.
You did that.
I used to do that quite a bit.
Well, you didn't tell us about that.
This is when I was like 10 or 11.
Well, you should have let us
I'll
know.
I'll say 12. I wasn't jacking off at 10. I think I started jacking off in sixth grade.
No, jacking off and smoking weed were similar categories in my mind because I couldn't wait to do it before I did it.
I was scared of weed, dude.
No, I remember I would like listen to Pink Floyd with my cousin and stuff. We'd be like, we're going to be stoners one day. It's pretty pathetic.
Dude, I was so scared to smoke weed because there was my friends... There was actually a Jewish...
How about a white guy that's murdered by the police and you call him Pink Floyd?
Oh, okay. All right. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yep. I got it.
I wish there was a white guy. I wish I had thought of that back when those protests were going on. And there would be mad guys that were like, what about Tyler Copeland? And you're like, who? And then it was like, you know, right. I guess some white guy that got murdered by the police.
Yeah.
Which, I know. I love that argument because it's like, yeah, but it's you like, guys well, also think the police are good.
But you know, what's stupid about the argument is like, then go do a protest.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not protesting. You're just bringing this guy up to say that you shouldn't protest.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. It would have been nice for you to have that in your back pocket when those guys said that.
Yeah.
To call whoever they said Pink Floyd. But I will say I was scared because there was a kid in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Who happened to be Jewish and happened to also want to love Pink Floyd and that kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
He actually looked a lot like you. I'm not even going to lie.
How about a Chinese guy? A Chinese guy that gets killed by
the okay.
police.
All right.
But only
after the
white guy. So everybody knows
it
about
rhymes
the Pink Floyd
that,
joke.
Yeah.
And then a Chinese guy gets
killed.
Yeah.
No.
But that would have to be after the Pink Floyd one.
No, not that.
Because it doesn't rhyme with George. So you'd have to have the pink one first.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, so
about
I don't know if it rhymes.
Okay, how about a Chinese psychologist, a Chinese psychoanalyst?
No. 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 Not a how about that.
Not how about that.
He's just the Chinese father of psychoanalysis.
No. You could just call him Shrink.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't. I wasn't going with Shrink. It was more of a...
No, I kind of got
the Freud thing.
Yeah.
So Pink Freud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it.
And then, but then, yeah, the other one.
Yep.
That would be.
But I guess Shrink also.
No, that's. I didn't mean to alert you to another.
How about somebody being like, I gotta go see a shrink, and you're like, what the fuck is that? And they're like, you know, a shrink, and you're like, what, like Chinese Shrek? Like an Asian version of Shrek?
I don't think that's what they said. I don't think that's where their mind would go. I have to be honest with you. I don't think that's where
that's
anyone's mind would go.
Stretch.
I don't think anyone
You know,
would
like
think.
Shrek, Shrink.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it, but I'm saying I don't think anyone would think
gotta
that.
Gotta go see my Shrek.
Speaking as somebody that isn't you.
How about a movie about monsters that they have jobs scaring people?
Yeah. But they're all Chinese.
And all Chinese. And they go through little doors at night.
No, not about that either.
Yeah, boo. Boo, girl. Boo, little girl.
Yes, okay. It would be called Chinese Monsters, Inc.
Yes.
That's what it would be called.
Thank you, Cyrus. That's what I thought. Uh-huh. That's where my mind went.
Okay, all right. I'm just asking.
It's just bringing up a conversation.
How about Blink Fitness? But they only...
No,
All right.
No more of these.
Brink Some Security.
Okay, that one's already ready-made for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Brinks because we don't want any Brink people breaking into our house. We don't want Brink people in here.
That's not even how they say it.
Oh, it keeps out Brink guys.
No. That's not even.
Well, we don't want any Brinks.
And now we're doing the Brinks home security sketch.
It's the Chinese car rental.
Yeah, how about you try that one out, SNL? We need to lead them down a dark path.
Yeah, dude, that's how we destroy the show from the inside.
Just, yeah, Kate McKinnon or whatever. Is that one of the people?
Yeah.
Is she still on the show?
She's like, hey, is this... She's got an airport bag and she's like... I had a car rental reservation. And they're like, okay, well, just keep in mind, this is an Enterprise. And then behind him, there's a sign, and it looks like the Enterprise logo, but it says N-terprise. She's like, I had the Kia, and they're like, Coupe de Ville? Like,
oh, it's no, black-style no, car.
I see.
All right, fine. You can have that one, SNL.
Yeah. We don't have any of those cars. Maybe you'd be more interested in going over to, what are the other ones? Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
Budget. Wait, why isn't there one that's
National
Inc. Like Bink.
There's National.
Is there one? Am I remembering correctly? Is there one called Bink?
There's not. Nice try. Yeah, they just make up one
Bink
for the sketch.
Reddit cards.
It's like people are like, what?
You know, like Bink.
You know, like Bink Reddit cards, but it's all Chinese it's guys.
In parentheses under the name. Say, yeah. By the way, imagine there was one called Bink.
You think that one's called Bink? It's Bowen Yang, and he's like, "You need a car, girlfriend."
Yeah, that'd be funny.
You need to get a car, girlfriend.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It'd be funny to get a job on SNL, and then just at every day in the writers' room, be like, "What if there's like a." It's a blockbuster, but there's a gay Chinese guy that works there.
Like, great idea. How could this be every sketch?
It's a hot air balloon. It's like a 1800s explorer on a hot air balloon, and the passenger is a gay Chinese guy. And he's like, how's it stay afloat, girlfriend? He's like, through the magic of hot air. Wow, the only hot air I care about is celebrity gossip. what's her name? FKA Twigs dating. That's the kind of hot air. I like girlfriend.
That's sis.
Yeah. That's the T. That's T.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Oh, your plumber showing up, and he's like, yeah, you said you got a problem with your kitchen sink.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's...
No, it's actually our in-home cook.
No, it's not.
He's Chinese.
No, we don't have... In fact, sir, please go home. We don't have any problems here. And end of sketch. You must have gotten the wrong number.
Yeah.
Everything is working just fine in my house.
It's Tinkerbell, but...
Mm-hmm. No, she's not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. We'll just check that one off the list here.
Oh, fuck, dude. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about how hot Angelina Jolie is in Wanted. Oh, I was gonna. That's what I was gonna look up. I was gonna look up the sex scene that Adam jacked off to.
Oh, in Atonement. I can find it.
No.
Maybe it's embarrassing in retrospect.
Wait a second. I'm looking. It says it was two guys.
No, it was a chick and a guy.
What the hell?
What, you beat off to the sex scene from?
Wait, what you don't is even it? See
what
your
movie?
Tits?
No movies have real gay sex scenes, do they?
Just Brokeback Mountain.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either, but somebody says he spits into his hands and then fucks his ass.
I'm the guy in 2021 that's like, I'm not watching that gay shit. Fuck wait. No, I'm not watching.
Wait, Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, but do they have gay sex in that movie?
I don't know. It was your favorite movie.
They don't have gay sex. It would be disgusting if they did.
I thought they did. I mean,
no.
I know they kiss.
No, they just sort of hang out by the beach together.
I watched it, and I don't remember them having
that's what makes
sex.
It nice, because it's a movie where you could see, like, how, oh, this could clearly be about normal people.
right. Yeah, if this
it's
was about
the universality of you know, sort of fleeting romance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about a couple of homos.
Going buck wild in each other's asses in Europe, which is a plenty that happens quite a bit.
Just taking each other's ass to the fucking state fair, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just hauling them out there and and putting a couple ribbons on.
Yes, sir. Best in show goes to your ass after I fuck it. What are you looking up, Adam?
I'm trying to find the sex scene.
First of all, you don't even see breasts.
I just want to make sure that it's hot. It's just so for my boys.
He just kind of fucks her up against a library.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, listen, if I was in that situation,
I would fuck a chick in a
library.
It would
be hot to pull my cock out of a tuxedo and fuck a girl.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm a guy over here, and I want to look at breasts.
No, but that's how I aspire to be. I aspire to be a...
So what do you jack off to, scenarios, or do you jack off
I didn't even really jack off. I kind of just watched it and enjoyed it.
Did you get hard?
I mean, the truth is, we talk about this all the time, jacking off to movies, but most movie sex scenes are like 13 seconds long.
They're a little longer than that.
But they are. You would agree.
I would agree they're shorter than sex.
They're incredibly short. You don't see any pussy.
You don't see pussy, but
you don't
see
penetration,
breasts.
But you see a couple of bouncing titty.
Which is a big part of what I like.
The point of enjoying a movie sex scene is not the titillation of...
It is
seeing an actress...
I couldn't agree with
it
you
It is
less.
Seeing an actress simulate sex. So you could be like, that's what it would be like to have sex
the
with...
The point of enjoying Nicole Kidman. The point of enjoying a movie sex scene is to jack off to completion to it. I beat off to a lot of quick sex scenes, and I watch them over and over again, almost on a loop.
Uh-huh. So you got to go in like a gif.
But I need to see some sliver of skin. You know, I'll admit, I actually jacked off to a sex scene from Escape from Dannemora. Where, what's her face?
What is that? Oh, that was a TV show, right?
Right.
What's Patricia her name? Arquette.
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
Who I've jacked off to many times.
But she's a little bit...
Who blocks me on Twitter, by the way.
What did you say? Really?
I don't know. Patricia Arquette blocked me. John Cusack blocked me.
Why?
I have no idea. I've never interacted with them.
Probably some blockchain shit.
Yeah. Speaking of, if you enjoy the blockchain, you'll love... Like super speciosa.
Oh yeah.
You'll love
this bullshit. Yeah.
This legal drug.
Yeah.
You will love it. And listen, it may.
All right, it's called Get Super Leaf.
Yeah. Get Super Leaf
and Super Speciosa. GetSuperLeaf.com/cumtown is the website.
Go there.
I'm gonna go there with you now.
I'm there right now.
And then we're
on the net right
now. We're
gonna
read about Super Speciosa, which I've been told I'm pronouncing wrong, and was sent a video to pronounce it correctly.
And we have not opened that video.
And I've not opened it because, first of all, I'm learning disabled.
That's right.
And that's even a learning disabled man like me can get pure kratom. And
that's right. We are too stupid to pronounce it correctly, mm-hmm. but we're not too stupid to order it. Neither are you.
Kratom. They have it's okay. So here's the deal.
Is it kratom?
I don't know. Kratom.
I thought super speciosa is the thing you're pronouncing wrong.
Oh yeah, it is.
Well then, let's figure this out.
All right, premium botanicals
speciosa.
For sale. Look, they accept Visa and MasterCard. They got Kratom Power.
I love that.
And they got capsules. And they sent it to me. They also, I think they have some kind of tincture. But they sent me the powder and the capsules. I've done both. I kind of prefer the capsules because it sort of regulates.
Takes
me.
The guesswork out of it.
Takes the guesswork out of it. Mm-hmm. You just have a cool, like, about 16
it.
Of them.
Yeah.
Which is definitely way more than they recommend. But I tell you what, when I'm doing blow and I'm hanging out with my pals,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to need even more of more of them, and it's totally safe.
Yeah.
I haven't had the pleasure of trying the product, but I can imagine it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's very chill. Because
from what I understand...
Get superleaf.com. That's GetSuperLeaf.com
That's what you...
/ cumtown.
That's right.
And it says sound it out in the email, because I'm having trouble with that.
With especiosa?
You can do it. It's not that hard. You should be able to read. For 20% off... You're 20% off your order.
That's a fucking hell of a goddamn steal, if you ask me.
And the brand is Super Speciosa.
Mm-hmm.
The URL is getsuperleaf.com.
You hear that? / cumtown. Yeah.
Very important. You know what I saw? It was recently Bob Marley. You know what? Marley's we're just gonna. Birthday.
We're not I'm done.
Gonna, no.
No. Shh.
No. Shh.
No. But this has to do. Okay.
You gonna
zip it.
You gonna plug it in and play the video?
Yeah, we're gonna play the video.
All right, let's play that.
That way we make sure that I'm not...
Bob Marley took this every day.
Is that so?
Yeah, that was the leaf that he was talking
about. Everyone thinks it's marijuana.
Everyone thinks it's marijuana, but it was...
mother and child.
It was
pussy.
Kratom.
And you can Kratom. See... And the mother's pussy, you can see it.
You can see it when you
and
see the
child the sees
pussy.
The mother's pussy. And the child then is upset.
American Kratom Association as a GMP qualified vendor that customers can trust.
That's awesome. This is cool. We could just play video.
Kratom advocates deserve
reads.
Transparency. Mm-hmm. So we're stepping up to the plate. Join us as
that.
We raise the bar for quality in the Kratom
All
community.
Right. I'd love
Educate
yeah.
the public about this,
so this
great plant that is
I like
helping
the
millions
guitar.
Of Americans.
This guy's
every
making tea,
day.
I guess.
So that's something you
That
could
seems
do.
Like the pussy way to do it.
Yeah.
I just put it in water and you drink it.
Yeah,
oh,
why don't you go
on.
Put on your sweater?
On. We missed it. We missed the part where it's, he says it.
The kits for the exact batch they're holding in their hands. This is a really big deal because a lot of Kratom products on the market are not up to par.
Oh.
Super Speciosa is proud to.
I was saying it right.
You were saying it right the whole time, dude. That's
all right.
Up.
Email them back and say, "Do
it's,
not
it's probably,
ever
it's probably,
correct you."
You know, it's probably an Italian guy.
It's like, super special.
You gotta do it. Fucking come on,
super special.
Come on,
like you're ordering a whore.
Yeah, I want some speciosa pussy.
I wanted the specialist kind of pussy you got. Birthday pussy, pal. All right. So yeah. So let's go back here.
You know, it's my birthday soon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could buy some birthday pussy.
Yeah. What, so, anyways, this shit.
What if
is,
your friends were
this
planning
shit,
on buying you some?
Hold on,
That'd
this
be awesome, dude.
This shit ships to all the fuck every state.
Every fucking state.
Every state.
And Puerto Rico.
It's good shit.
I don't know if it does. Puerto Rico. But
it's very helpful.
It's really helpful.
And you're not allowed to.
It's not.
Due to FDA regulations, we are not legally permitted to state that it is helpful for the treatment of any diseases and conditions, with the exception of Down syndrome. The FDA has announced that Kratom is the only cure for Down syndrome.
I'm actually looking at the paper, Nick. It looks like you put that in with your own handwriting.
I put it in crayon. And somehow a crayon email.
Dude, I'm doing...
2020 has been a rough year,
blinking.
And Kratom
oh, nice,
can
man.
Help.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's trying to sneeze out of his ass.
No, I'm just fucking getting a little ab workout in the middle of the recording.
They don't adulterate, concentrate, or enhance their product in any way.
It's straight from the mother Gaia's pussy hole.
Straight from Mother of the Earth, dude. It's with mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
like drinking kombucha, but for drugs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Super Speciosa. It's like drinking kombucha, but for drugs.
Yeah, beautiful turn of phrase.
Honestly, I would love. I would want to try to put some of that in. Some actually, that would
Booch?
Probably be disgusting. Yeah.
Nah, you don't want that.
Kombucha is probably just barely hanging on, anyway.
Absolutely.
That is the one thing about this Kratom shit is you got to don't try to get fancy with it.
No.
It tastes like dog shit.
Gulp
no
it the
what.
Fuck down
just
and
gulp,
get a
yeah,
little
just gulp
fucked
it. Or
up.
Get the capsules because then it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then it's like you're taking your vitamins.
Yeah.
It's healthy. I you take that, a Flintstones kids.
What separates them from their competitors is that most Kratom brands are manufactured in really poor condition.
Some asshole's garage.
Yeah.
Sometimes these
nasty.
Are home-based businesses selling products out of their garage, like Amazon. Amazon started that way.
Yeah,
now Jeff Bezos is jacked.
He fucking stepped down, the CEO.
I know. And they posted some picture of him. He looks like fucking Hunter S. Thompson, though.
Should we fucking... Not, we shouldn't, but...
Most kratom,
hypothetically,
most kratom
somebody
on the market
should shoot him in the head.
Has potentially unsafe levels of bacteria because it is sourced from Indonesia. And we all know about those dirty Indonesians. Third world country without modern food safety.
Is that,
yeah, it says,
is that where it's coming?
Well, it says most of it is sourced in Indonesia, third world country without modern food safety standards.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, the competitors.
Yeah.
They use dirty Indonesians. But this
is
fucking
good
company.
White.
Yeah. This isn't Ong Bak style.
Things like salmonella, E. coli, and mold are common.
That's right, but
they pasteurize their kratom, which means they fill it with milk, I think. Is how
they put it in a fucking tub of milk, boil it.
They boil the milk.
And then they put it, so they sift it.
And they meet the American Kratom Association standards for quality.
Which you know is a very serious organization.
They're passionate about what they do, folks. Just
the
like
American
us.
Kratom Organization.
If anybody knows passion, it's me. And imagine someone who's passionate about the show as I am being that passionate about making Kratom.
They care as much about Kratom as we give a fuck about doing this podcast.
You're right, so you know it's good. It's good and safe.
Definitely wouldn't cut corners.
Can you imagine if this podcast was something you had to eat?
Yeah.
That would be tight.
That would be awesome.
If you had to put it in your body.
We should figure out how to do that, dude. Cumtown suppository.
And you're not allowed to sue us for side effects.
Ready? Here's what it is. We get molds made of our cocks.
Anyways, this is
we can, it's a suppository of vitamins
this
shit, shaped exactly like our dicks.
This
you can
shit
put
is,
them in your ass.
Is good if you're trying to get off of dope, apparently. You don't want to take Suboxone or methadone.
This is all from Nick's personal opinions, by the way. This is not. Let me make something very clear. Super Especioso is not paying us to.
That's not from superleaf.com/cumtown.
GetSuperLeaf.com is not paying us to say that you can kick heroin with this.
If you or anyone on your team has any interest, you can skim through this presentation recently given by Dr. McCurdy, who is a leading kratom researcher from the University of Florida. What is the University of Florida?
It's Gators.
You're like, yo, I'm a professor and like seeing how many titties you can fuck.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, Gainesville, baby.
He's been granted funds from NIDA at the direction of Congress. Let me know if you have
Joaquim
any questions.
Joaquim Noah.
Okay, so getsuperleaf.com/cumtown.
Al Horford.
20% off your order.
Beautiful. Go do that, you fucking.
Yeah, you're definitely going to want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Or you're out of the. You're out of the, you're off the team.
You're off the fucking squad.
Yeah.
And go, and by the way, once these fucking checks
Do you see Dave Portnoy lost $700,000 on GameStop?
I thought he said he was going to lose $2 million.
He said he lost $700,000 on GameStop.
Well, he's a friend of the show.
Was he holding the line?
Mm-hmm.
Was Portnoy holding the line?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good he's saving small business.
I'm buying these stocks. I'm saving the small business owners.
I don't understand your Portnoy impression.
He's more Boston.
He's from Boston.
He's more Boston.
It sounds like that. It's like
I don't think
he's
Boston.
More Boston.
He's from Boston.
He sounds like a Boston guy.
It's not.
I mean, I haven't heard him talk. I'll be honest. I've heard him talk like four
times.
Well,
when he speaks, I listen.
Whatever.
I liked his video
last
week.
I'm coming
for
you, Dave.
I'm listening to his videos every once in a while.
One of these days, I'll sound exactly like you. Mm-hmm. And then it's lights out, dude. I'm calling into your company. I'll be like, some of the money to my bank account.
Dude, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You should call
be like,
it's me, Dave.
You know, be like, is that the stool Presidente?
It's me. I'm calling in. We're doing a wire. The name on the account is Adam Friedland. He's my new accountant. He's my accountant. You're sending it to him. And if at any point you figure out that, if you know, this is me, but in this event that it's ever not me,
yeah,
make sure you know Adam Friedland is the one who did the fraud. And not some other guy
that he's very closely associated with.
It's entirely him. No questions about it.
Fuck yeah, that'd be awesome, dude. Call in and make everyone who subscribes to Barstool subscribe to us instead, using his voice.
How about Jar Jar Stool?
Jar Jar Stool. Yeah.
So Misa, Misa love gambling.
Jar Jar Sil Binks. Mm-hmm.
That's really
How about
good.
Asian Jar Jar Binks?
No. No. No, Adam, don't ask him any follow-up questions.
Misa love the smoke show of the week.
Misa.
Jar Jar Binks.
Misa love taking the can't lose parlay.
Jar Jar Binks home security.
That's good. There you go. Mm-hmm. But don't try and backdoor into the other thing again.
Backdoor, huh?
I did hear that there's a beef brewing
between.
I don't want to start shit, but I heard
start
that
it up, bro.
I heard that Gas Digital and Barstool Sports.
Oh no!
I heard that they're gonna fight.
Is there a fight?
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
What are they beefing about?
I don't know. I heard they were talking smack.
How you
Lewis.
Doing? My name is Louis J. Gomez. I'm calling in the Barstool to get the bank account
information.
Hey, doggy, it's me.
Hey, it's
the
me.
Press. It's me, Louis. Can I get the bank account information?
That would be a good beef to start.
Nah. Honestly,
it's just no, me. Honestly,
me,
I'm not
me
trying to
watching
do that.
The Sting one time, yeah. Calling a Bank of America.
My name is fucking Louis J. Gomez, and or Dave Portnoy, whichever one of me has an account.
Listen,
here.
I'm in the You're middle of a sure. jam, and I need my bank account information so I can buy Bitcoin. Online. I'm in a jam. So you could just give me all my
give all my cash to me.
Just tell me my information. So
I'm
that
in
I
a real tight spot.
Spot. He would say it that
spot.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more of that.
I'm having a spot of gay sex.
There you go.
Tom.
I'm Dave Porno and I'm having a spot of gay sex.
I'm Dave Gay Porno.
Dave Gay Porno.
I'm gay porno.
I'm gay porno.
I'm gay for porno. I'm gay for gay for gay porno here.
Porno is so throwing the O every once in a while feels really good.
Porno,
but
porno.
It feels jagging off feels the porno.
Good. It feels good because it's good to call people homo.
You think?
Yeah, homo. Calling people homo.
No, porno just seems like a throwback.
No, I think homo and porno both happen to have the advantage of ending in the O. The O is the powerful part thing.
Yeah,
you know, I think I don't think the O derives its power from homo. I think the very, quite the contrary. It's the opposite.
You said so. Any word ending
any
in O
that ends in that kind of O,
like daddy O.
Daddy O is better than daddy.
Yeah, that's
Shlomo is a hilarious. If you want to make fun of a Jewish guy, pick that name because it's got the O and it sounds stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
I
else?
I think it's a pretty cool
Steve O from Jackass.
Steve O rules.
Yeah, there's no way you can't like a guy named Steve-O.
Anything that ends in a hard O is a great fucking
name. Australians
even hard O.
Australians and Canadians.
Fuck-O?
Australians and Canadians love adding O's.
Yeah.
And then
you add an O, it's a
they
slur.
They do that dumb shit in Australia where they added like a Y to the end of everything. They shorten it and they add a Y.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
They use my phony.
That's right.
Yeah, they call refugees refos.
Refos, abos.
Yeah. Whoa. That's a bad word.
Whoa.
Yeah, that bullshit. What are you going to do, ban the podcast
from
Australia?
Dude, you just got us banned in Australia.
All right. See if
Fuck,
I can.
Fuck, dude.
How about this? Now Australia's banned from the United States.
Oh, take that, you fucking
Take that,
idiots.
You losers. No, you're not the- Thanks for supporting us in the Iraq war, you fucking dumbasses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I went to Iraq.
I did some war cromos.
Oh, you know, they named the Iraqis.
Yeah, we had to kill some Rackies.
Rackies, yeah.
Yeah, we did it. We blew up a Moscari do.
Moserinos. Moseriduccios.
We did heaps ethnic cleansing.
I'm having homo in me ass. I'm having a homo. Oh, I had a really good homo the other night. I did heaps homo.
Oh, I'm having heaps gay sex.
It's like taking a feather out of a pillowcase.
Damn, I want to go to Australia.
It's like Pringles.
Once you pump, it's off on a man's penis is like
you
Pringles.
Know, guy yeah. sex is kind of like Pringles. Once you shove the can in your ass, that's it. It's lights out. It's time to shove other things in there. If I could fit an entire Pringles can in my ass, who knows what's next?
So true.
So true.
So
true. So true.
So.
We should just move to Australia to do the show because mm-hmm. we're more popular over there, but then fake the accent immediately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm like, no, we're just trying to, because when we come to a country, we learn the language.
We respect.
This is a message for all the Mexicans and Guatemalans back in America.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
No. Just a bit.
No, I'm saying when we're in Australia, we're saying this. Because then it won't be racist because we'll be. Right. It'll be such an alien political issue.
Yes.
But there's no way it could be interpreted as racist because it's like, I don't know. I don't know any better. I don't live in America.
Yes, but we're from America.
No, we're Australian now.
Oh.
It's different.
Oh.
So I'm allowed to hate people from Veracruz.
No, you're not.
Nor.
No.
Is it that hard to learn English? I did it.
I learned Australian.
I moved
English.
To Australia and I learned English very quickly. Without issue, I picked up the language.
No problem whatsoever.
No problem whatsoever. I picked up the language very easily. It'd be funny, like a Guatemalan guy that taught himself English by watching, like, you know, Masterpiece Theater or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He only had PBS.
He only had Masterpiece Theater on DVD.
Well, hello.
Yeah, he's like, good evening.
Good evening. Are these the Tokitos?
Do you have any denim jackets with Winnie the Pooh on it?
Would you happen to have a T-shirt from the thrift store that says Princess?
Do you have anything featuring Tigger?
Do you have a Sylvester the Cat dressed like a cholo?
I was wondering if you had an early 2000s skateboarding backpack that I could fit a bottle of Mickey's in.
Oh, shit.
Well, if you like getting trash off Mickey's in the Home Depot parking lot,
mm-hmm.
you're going to love...
What?
Manscaped.
Man, you're going to love shaving your cock.
Shaving your cock with a Manscaped Reno. Okay.
It's a great product, the Lawnmower 2.0.
Yeah.
It's got a light.
You tell them. Hey, so fellas, we're in the thick of winter and a storm's a brewing. Actually, we shit on their copy, but they're the only ones that actually put effort.
They do
it.
The best job, I think.
Yeah, it looks like 1 to 3 inches are in the forecast. So you know what that means, Stuff.
Yeah, Adam's about to show us his penis.
No, is it? No,
that means Adam's
either soft or completely hard,
Adam's
depending on if it's one or three.
They didn't say that.
Yeah,
I think that's what they said.
It looks like 1 to 3 inches are in the forecast mm-hmm. when you trim that hibernation bush that's taking place in your pants. Luckily, our partners at Manscaped specialize in products to make sure you're walking around town with beautiful snowballs. Manscaped
that's
is here to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience, offering precision engineered tools for your family jewels.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
It rhymed.
We have to tell a funny grooming story. One time I cut my penis and balls off.
While I was using a straight razor.
I remember.
I was in the blackout basement in Bergheim trying to shave up.
I was shaving and showing my son how to shave a la the opening scene in Gangs of New York.
Right.
With mm-hmm. a straight razor.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut my penis and balls off before the big neighborhood fight with the nativists.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
And my son went to clean off the blade and I said, no, son. Leave the penis on the blade. Always leave the penis on the blade. Lawnmower 3.0 is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. It's waterproof. It's got a ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology. So if you will not snag.
There'll be no snagging whatsoever.
It's a no-snag guarantee.
You can shave in the shower or even in the jacuzzi. I don't know. Can you? Damn, that's wild. Because most shit is waterproof, it's like water resistant.
You can't.
No, this is, they have NASA people working on this. You can shave in space.
This is the way Aquaman shaves his cock.
Manscaped performance package.
Jason Momoa is in a fucking hot tub shaving his dick while Lenny Kravitz watches, and he's like, "Yeah, that's perfect for my ex-wife and your current wife."
The Manscaped performance package is the best buy of 2021. Comes with the new and improved lawnmower 3.0, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag.
Wow. As somebody who got all that stuff, I'm saying it's really good.
Yeah. I like the travel
bag. You ever notice how nasty nose and ear hair is? In fact, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff.
I think I have that.
Might as well use the best tools to do the job. The bundle also comes with the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver Ball Toner.
Wow.
You know talcum powder was giving bitches pussy cancer?
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're rubbing it. And breast cancer, too, I think.
By putting it in your pussy?
By putting it on your underarms and your pussy, yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
You could probably use this shit on your pussy also.
Yeah
you
can.
Don't let the name fool you.
Some of you, yeah, Manscaped, not all men have cocks. Some of them have pussies.
Maybe, yeah, some of our folks out there, like Elliot, what's your face?
What's his face?
Yeah.
What's his face?
Paige. Elliot Page is a man. Could use some of this powder on his pussy.
Yeah,
on his
no,
his man. Pussy.
If he decides to have a cock, he can use it on his cock. Uh-huh. If he keeps his pussy, he can put it on his pussy.
Sader, did you, Doyle? What's the male?
Sadiq Doyle.
Yeah, she's a Muslim.
He's a Muslim man now. He's a bald Muslim.
You can use it.
Sadiq Doyle.
You can use it on your penis or whatever you're calling your shit. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant that will make your balls smell nice and make you feel like your testes are walking in a winter wonderland.
I love that.
Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. It's made with soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts. They'll make your balls look up at you and say thanks.
That's funny.
Don't get cold feet this winter. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code...
My fucking balls. Yeah. I'm imagining two of the big-eyed emojis.
Because the copy, it just says use promo code code. So it's got to be promo code cumtown or cumtown 20.
Yeah,
try them both.
They swap them. So let me just go through the email.
Yeah, why don't you do that while I think about my balls looking up at me and going, "Thank you."
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine the emoji that girls use. With their eyes big, or I guess a gay man would use, a bottom would use.
Yeah.
The eyes, the big eyes, like watery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if your balls.
My balls
like that.
Sound like 1800s British street urchins.
Cumtown. Yeah, Cumtown.
Thank you, sir.
The code is Cumtown.
The code is Cumtown, folks.
That's the code.
So go to manscaped.pussy/cunt.
Manscaped.pussy/cunt.
Use promo code Cumtown.
Promo code cum penis.
Mm-hmm.
Promo code suck me off.
Promo code give me head.
Promo code penis my ass.
Give me head, chief.
Give me head. You gotta ask yourself one question. Are you gay? Well, are you punk?
That's not even his movie, is it?
No. It's not. A movie called Gay Wish.
Yes. Yeah. He's heating up.
Where's the cash, mother? Give us the cash.
My husband's going to be home any minute, and he's gay.
I went out to Arizona for a while and learned how to suck cock.
Damn, I'm going to fucking watch Death Wish again soon.
Watch all five of them.
I might. I might with the hard-ass prickadel, dude. I'm getting tired of doing anything. All I want to do is watch four movies a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, finding a nice pattern. You get a little workout in.
Exactly. My days, I just want to wake up, do some fucking yoga, maybe do a little workout, go on a nice long walk, come back, whole rest of my day.
I wake up, I hit the corner store, I get some cat food for the cat, coffee for myself, come home, feed the cat, cold shower. Then I go buy a cigarette at the fucking deli that's like
it's cool
6 blocks away.
Get a couple steps in.
Yeah, and then I have my morning cigarette with my coffee.
Love that.
And then I go back to sleep.
That's a good amount
and
done.
And then, you know, you just wake up, drink a bunch of NyQuil, keep yourself asleep.
Yeah.
And then it's 7 a.m. next day. Wake up, little cup of coffee, feed the cat, cigarette.
Right.
You know?
Force your body down.
Yeah.
No matter what it's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Get myself put down like a dog.
Oh, yeah, like a dirty little dickless dog.
Like a dickless dog.
Nurse. That's the sound it makes. The dirty little dickless dog. All it's got is a dick hole.
Do you have any Mark Echo shoes?
I'm sorry, chap.
Pardon my interruption. I was wondering if you had any Mark Echo shoes with the springy shoelaces.
Oh, fuck, man.
Do you happen to have an adjustable baseball cap that was promotional material for the movie Cars 3? That I could wear to the Home Depot parking lot.
Those guys rock, dude.
Pardon me.
Excuse me, sir. I love those
guys. Yes, and throw in a bottle of hair gel, if you don't mind.
Yes, the cheapest, most toxic one there
yes,
is.
Yes, the fifth grade picture day hair gel.
If you please hurry up, I have to go eat crab legs with my family at a Chinese buffet after this. It's my birthday.
Adam, were you going to say something?
I forgot.
You look like you're about to
you
say
were,
something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a TV show now about, like, it's a competition show that's for the best laborer. It's all, like, yeah.
Guys, Guatemalan games?
No, but it's all, like, to see who does the best...
We're here in a Lowe's parking lot. Yeah. We're outside really the Home Depot in Santa Cruz. And today we're talking to Miguel and Juan Carlos. And they're squaring up to see who can tape the most drywall in 12 hours for $4.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, and then Guy Fieri's like still eating the joint compound. And he's like, that's a rock star bite right there.
It's out of bounds,
that
brother.
That is, hit that one directly out of the park.
God, I love when the guy calls things out of bounds.
That's the bomb. That's a triple play bite right there, my friend. You got the spice, you got the sweetness, you got the salty. That's a hat trick.
I want to be friends with Guy Fieri so bad.
Yeah.
You could probably swing
it. He seems happy.
He does, dude.
He seems like no one can get him down.
He's got a great life.
Like he doesn't have demons.
Well, if you watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, there's times when clearly he's like working with somebody that's not laughing at his jokes.
Yeah.
And the cuts will be kind of like awkward and quick.
Because they're just not buying it.
Yeah, they're not in the guy. And then they just have to like push through.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like...
Well, apparently he's there for like a total of 7 minutes.
Is he?
Like he has a team that goes, does everything ahead of time. They photograph all the food. They, like, do all the interviews. They do everything. And then Guy just, like, eats the, like, they like interviews the person real fast.
He makes it with them.
You know who really had it made was the Man versus Food guy?
Adam Richman.
Yeah, which was just a show. It's like, watch this man kill himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a good thing going.
But I think he had health problems.
I think maybe the first episode, it was an actual challenge that a restaurant offered. And then after that, he would go places and then be like, I'm going to drink 37 milkshakes in 20 minutes. And they're like, yeah, that's not a thing we offer.
Yeah.
He's like, I made it up for the show.
He, I think I've said this before, but he blocked Eldis on Twitter.
Why?
In college. Because Eldis kept asking what his shits look like.
What does your penis look like?
Can I see your ass and balls?
Can I suck your penis? Can I suck your penis?
Hey, Adam, can I see your ass and balls?
Hey, Adam. Adam, hey.
Yes, homie.
It's me, Eldis. Oh, the Man versus Food guy's going to be at the mall, and he's letting people suck his cock, and I'm missing it.
Stop. Do you have your picture on the wall of a place?
What do you mean?
Have you ever like done the challenge at a place? And
there's pictures on the wall at the Bronx Zoo because he ate all the prairie dogs.
Yeah, they were delicious. Yeah. They kept pop. I thought they were churros.
Was that a challenge?
No, at the Cheeburger. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck is the original one? I think it's somewhere in like White Marsh, Maryland, or I don't remember. There's a Cheeburger chain.
What is Cheeburger again?
It sounds like a cheeseburger restaurant.
It's a chain of restaurants that they stole it from like an SNL bit from like the 70s. Remember that one? Cheeburger.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How does it feel to get stolen from SNL?
I know. That must really suck. And that's why SNL never steals anything from
anyone. Really hurt SNL's feelings.
But it was a burger restaurant, and they offered some kind of like 5-pound burger. If you eat it, you get on the wall. You know your boy got on that wall in college, no problem. But I haven't.
They put your name or a pick?
5 pounds?
It's some kind. I don't remember what it was.
That's so much.
That's insane. It was some big burger, but I was fucking fat.
5 pounds sounds right.
I don't remember what it
was. A 1-pound hamburger is 16 like a ounces. Lot.
No, yeah. It's not. That's nothing. A pound is, come on.
A double quarter pounder is a half pound.
Because here's the thing. It's the weight before they cook it.
Oh, so it shrinks.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So a pound.
It's at least 4.5 pounds.
A pound cooked is nothing, dude. The quarter pounders are little as fuck.
I miss Fuddruckers. We should get in the car and drive to Fuddruckers after this.
Fudge fuckers.
Ass fuckers.
Just beating on the door. Let us in. Let us indoor dine.
I hope you like my joke.
It's coming back. Indoor dining.
Well, you would have to drive out to Jersey.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
you have to drive
love.
Out to Jersey to go to Fuddruckers.
Dude,
I think they got dining out there.
Thank God fucking Cuomo, dude, has solved things.
Yeah.
Thank God
now
COVID
we get to open
over.
Up the fucking restaurants just because
the numbers
fucking
are going up. And so is my penis. When my penis is hard, you have to give me the card.
You have to suck me.
That's the rhyme we do.
When my penis is hard, you give me the card. Folks, I just tell you what happens when my dick is hard. Indoor dining is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
When it's soft, we're closing it down again.
Yeah.
So you better keep me hard.
We're going to keep doing the press conferences every day, even though the virus is over. Today, we had an early start. We've been trying to, we got a switch, and the team has been trying to create a me for me. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult because there's no way to put nipple piercings on the little guy. And they keep making him look pissed. And I said, I'm not pissed, but I'm going to be if my little guy keeps looking angry.
I'm not pissed now,
I'm
but
not
if we
now.
Don't pierce his nipples, I will be.
You should make him look cute with pierced nipples.
And he's smiling.
And anyone who beats me at Wii Bowling is fired. And we're going to hold them down and give them 100 doses of the vaccine at once. So it kills them. And they're not allowed to sue anybody.
Dude, I heard that if you're obese, you might be able to get the vaccine.
Are you gonna go to? Are you gonna go top of the list?
I don't have it, but maybe I
mean, I'm not getting the vaccine.
I'm getting it as soon as I can.
Our vice president said you shouldn't get the vaccine if it came out during the Trump administration.
Kamala?
Yeah.
Is that what Kamala said?
During the debate, she said it. She said, I will not get any vaccine put out by this administration.
I don't give a fuck what Kamala's dumb
ass is.
Well,
now she's the boss.
Yeah. So
I want her to get
suck my boss balls. What are you going to do? Not listen to black women?
Yes. I did it every day of high school when they called me a gay white boy.
This is the one instance where I'm I am there. Every other instance, sure, I see your point. But this time
baby, I will listen to Kamala. Yeah, I'm getting the fucking vaccine.
What's she doing? Has she said or done anything?
Oh,
vice
yeah.
Presidents don't do shit.
I'm checked out.
She's doing
except
all
for
the
Dick
work.
Cheney.
She's doing all the work, I'm sure, and getting none of the credit.
Dude, thank you.
Classic story.
Classic story. Old Mayo-ass Joe.
Mayo-ass Joe's taking credit for all her good ideas.
He's getting paid more than her. Excuse me. Number one.
That's crazy.
And number two, it's about time.
Damn, what is this, Mars?
One of the least popular politicians in the world got a bunch of power. This time, baby, I will... suck.
Is there a way we can make money off of Joe Biden dying and her becoming the president?
We could probably bet on
placing
it.
Placing a bet, maybe? Or?
Well, let's save that for next week's free episode.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Joe Biden.
I'm looking for Joe Biden. Can,
excuse me. Do you know how I could
I'm trying to fuck Joe
Is
Biden.
Is there a bet?
Joe voter. Ah, gracias, senor. It's good to see you again, my Home Depot brothers. Yeah, he learned the English from the Masterpiece Theater. I saw his speed like that. But it's because he only watches period pieces. Wow, what the devil?
What's going on here? Who took my Family Guy t-shirt?
Who sucked my penis?
Which one of you 411 chaps sucked my penis?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go out there and hit those guys up.
What are you looking to get done?
Well, no, just to see if I can make any of them watch Masterpiece Theater.
Just put your plan into action.
Yeah, I want to create that guy.
Yeah. If you can make one, it would be pretty good.
And if you want a t-shirt, you can go to cum.town.
That's true. And
pick up a cum town. Well, any kind, just shirts.
Get the Cumtown shirts. Get my... I'm selling the official Cumtown calendar, which is actually just my calendar. It's
special for Black History Month.
For Black History
That's
Month.
50% off.
It's not... It's $10 off, which is close to 50% off.
Which is 50%.
It's about 40% off. I don't know how to do math.
It's three-fifths off for Black History
Month. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to cook up some new shirts, but I also have shirts over at Stavi.biz. Trying to cook up some fun new designs for the new year. And I think that's... Oh, go to the Patreon. Sign up patreon.com/cumtown.
All right. Later, folks.